This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Aung San Suu Kyi appeared in court Monday, her first public appearance since she and other members of Myanmar's civilian government were removed from office and detained by the military on February 1st. A lawyer for the 75-year-old Suu Kyi says prosecutors charged her with two new crimes during the court session. Meanwhile, security forces fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse demonstrators in Yangon Monday, a day after 18 people across Myanmar were killed in what the UN Human Rights Office says was the deadliest day of demonstrations since the coup. The U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan touched down in Kabul on Monday for meetings with local officials in a bid to revive a flagging peace process as violence soars in the war-weary country and a deadline for U.S. troop withdrawal draws closer. Zalmay Khalid, it's the first time he has returned to Afghanistan since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January and asked him to stay in his post. Britain, France, and Germany are pressing ahead with a U.S.-backed plan for a resolution by the U.N. Nuclear Watchdogs Board criticizing Iran for curbing cooperation with the agency, despite Russian and Iranian warnings of serious consequences. The International Atomic Energy Agency's 35-nation Board of Governors is holding a quarterly meeting this week against the backdrop of faltering efforts to revive Iran's nuclear deal with major powers now that U.S. President Joe Biden is in office. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran was responsible for an explosion last week that struck an Israeli-owned ship in the Gulf of Oman. The MV Helios Ray was on its way from the Middle East to Singapore on Friday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, on Monday became the first recipient of a coronavirus vaccine under the global COVAX effort. COVAX is designed to ensure that poorer countries do not miss out on COVID-19 vaccines that have so far been largely given to rich nations. The program is aiming to deliver at least 2 billion doses by the end of the year. Meanwhile, a U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel endorsed Johnson & Johnson vaccine, voting overwhelmingly to recommend the shots for adults older than 18. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The White House said the entire stockpile of the vaccine started shipping last night after a CDC advisory committee gave its own approval. A day earlier, the FDA granted emergency use approval to the newest vaccine to join Pfizer and Moderna in the U.S. Johnson & Johnson will deliver about 16 million more doses by the end of March and 100 million total by the end of June. The shots are single dose and don't need to be in cold freezers. The White House is encouraging Americans to take the first shot available to them, regardless of manufacturer. I'm Julie Walker.
President Joe Biden is planning a virtual meeting today with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Monday's meeting is a chance for them to talk more fully about migration, the coronavirus, and economic and national security issues. The fiancé of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi called on Monday for Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to be punished after a U.S. intelligence report found he had approved the killing. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident who wrote opinion columns for the Washington Post criticizing Saudi policies, was killed and dismembered by a team linked to the crown prince in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Buckingham Palace says Britain's Prince Philip has been transferred to another London hospital to continue treatment for an infection. In addition to treatment for the unspecified infection, the palace says Philip, the 99-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth II, will also undergo testing and observation for a pre-existing heart condition. Nomadland and Borat's subsequent movie film took the top film honors at Sunday's Golden Globe Awards, capping a night that featured homebound winners accepting their awards. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler hosted the three-hour ceremony honoring outstanding film and television series. Chadwick Boseman was a posthumous winner for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and his widow accepted the award on his behalf in an emotional moment. Streaming services dominated the ceremony. The Apple TV Plus series Ted Lasso Comedy Series Award. This is VOA News.